Welcome to Legislative Report with your State Representative Matt Baker of the 68th Legislative District in Tioga, Bradford, and Potter Counties. Representative Baker, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, I understand that there's some good news, a piece of legislation that you've been working on for a long time that will give law enforcement in Pennsylvania some new tools to deal with the proliferation of designer drugs has just been signed into law. What are some of the details on this? Why is it important that we give our law enforcement people this kind of flexibility?
Yes, thank you very much for that question. The legislation, House Bill 608, now Act 37, was just signed into law yesterday by the governor that I've been working on for several years to aid in the fight against the proliferation of newly created illegal designer drugs has finally been signed into law. The new law will work by speeding up the process by which new illegal drug substances used in the manufacturing of designer drugs can be added to the state's banned list of drugs, thereby enabling law enforcement to arrest and prosecute individuals for use of these new drug cocktails. Today's criminals are smart and savvy and have learned how to use different chemicals to create new drug combinations to try and avoid prosecution. My legislation combats those efforts by allowing the use of these substances and combination chemicals to be quickly added to a banned list, a process that used to take a fair amount of time to accomplish. Law enforcement will now be able to keep up with the quickly changing illegal drug market and prosecute those who possess these substances with the intent to manufacture illegal drugs. The new law permits the Secretary of the Department of Health to ban substances temporarily pending full regulatory review when there is a threat to public health. Currently, banning a substance under the Controlled Substance, Drug, Device, and Cosmetic Act requires an act of the General Assembly, which often can be a very time-consuming process. This is one more step forward in our fight against the illegal drug market. Drug abuse and misuse has become an epidemic, and I've been an avid supporter of new laws to help combat this trending crime. In fact, unfortunately, 129 people a day in America die of drug overdose deaths. And in Pennsylvania alone, it's estimated that between 8 and 12 of our citizens die every day. And we need to do all we can to address this scourge of illegal drugs. Drug abuse and misuse has been an epidemic. And next to prescription drug abuse, these new designer drugs are a major plague on our society, with individuals exposing themselves to unknown chemicals and toxins in order to get a high. Giving law enforcement the tools they need to thwart illegal drug manufacturers can help save lives. The new law will also make changes to the state's current schedule of controlled substances in order to reflect the federal controlled substance laws. This new law has the strong support of the Pennsylvania District Attorneys Association, the Pennsylvania Fraternal Order of Police, the Pennsylvania State Police, the Pennsylvania Chiefs of Police, and the Pennsylvania State Police Troopers Association, as well as the State Office of Attorney General, Secretary of Health, and the Secretary of Drug and Alcohol.
Representative Baker, thanks for this report to your constituents, and tune in again next time for Legislative Report with your State Representative, Matt Baker.